Okay. I want to talk about affirmations, positive affirmations. If you're having a not so great mental health day, stick with me. Let's do this. Let's be cheesy. Let me read to you some positive affirmations that I found online. I might say them a couple of times. I want you to at least listen and take it in, and hopefully by the end, maybe believe one or two of them a bit more. Even better if you can repeat them after me. It's gonna be almost cringe-worthingly corny, but let's do it. I think it's necessary. I really do. Because so many people, I know so many amazing people, just amazing. And yet, so many of them think poorly of themselves. And what is this world that we live in where we think this way about ourselves? Let's stop, please. So come on this hopefully short journey with me, but you might know how I get. I can get quite rambly, but let's aim for short. Short, but I'm hoping impactful. Before we get into them, however, I just want to talk very briefly about weird apples. I'm in love with weird apples. Now, just hear me out. This is related, I promise. Months ago, maybe even around a year ago, I, for some reason, read an article about an exhibit about weird and rare apples. It's by a guy called William Mullan. Mullen? I'm guessing it's Mullen. And he is really into apples. He did this exhibit about them. He did a book. I think there were only a couple of hundred copies. I really wanted one, but I think I was too late. But he has an Instagram called, I think, Pomme, POMME, _ Queen. And you can go and check out his weird apples there. But in relation to positive affirmations, within this article, Mullen talks about a few of the different apples that he, apple breeds that he personally likes the most. And some of them are so rare that they don't even have names. But there's one, and I looked this up again, but it has stayed with me. It's called a bean, spelled the way you'd expect it to be spelled, BEAN. Named after the astronaut Alan Bean, who took its seeds around the moon. And Mullen was saying he has a soft spot for bean because the USDA website describes it as a small, acidic, worthless apple. And I've thought about that most days since reading this article. No exaggeration. Because how could an apple be worthless? It is tiny. There's a picture of him holding it. And I appreciate not everyone likes acidity in their food. I personally do, but regardless. Either way, it's an apple. It's food, and there are people in the world You don't have food. And this apple has been deemed worthless. Like, what? So, I just feel like so many people feel like that apple. We think we're worthless. We have these days, at least, where we struggle to see the worth in ourselves. And it's crazy. Because you are all... You all have worth. Okay. With that said, let's do it. Let's get into some positive affirmations. I'm gonna do what I said. I'm gonna say them twice, and then I'll leave a space if you want to repeat them after me. You don't have to. But hopefully this helps a little bit if you're struggling today. So, let's go for it. I am doing my best. I am doing my best. I choose to be happy and to love myself today. I choose to be happy and to love myself today. My possibilities are endless. My possibilities are endless. I am worthy. I am worthy. Yes, you are. I am brave, bold, and beautiful. I am brave, bold, and beautiful. Today is going to be a great day. Today is going to be a great day. For the record, even if it's not, it's always tomorrow. I am intelligent and talented. I am intelligent and talented. I am one of a kind. I am one of a kind. I am proud of myself and my achievements. I am proud of myself and my achievements. I can and I will. I can and I will. I am who I want to be. I am who I want to be. And you know, another really beautiful thing is that even if we're not, then within knowing we're not, we can recognize the changes we want to make, and we can work on changing them. I am powerful. I am powerful. Fuck yeah, you are. I radiate confidence. I radiate confidence. I am in love with myself and my body. I am in love with myself and my body. that's really difficult, especially if you're not cisgender. It can be, not always, but it can be. It's difficult for a lot of people, but I think especially. But there are always things. When my niece was little, I read about how girls' confidence starts to nosedive at a shockingly young age. And I read about things that we can do to try and help our young girls in that sense. And so I would sit with my niece sometimes and I'd say to her, we're gonna identify three things that we like about our own bodies. And sometimes it could be a struggle for me too. But I didn't want her to see that at that age. And I always found something like my freckles, my eyes, like my eye color, or even just, I have weird little curled toes. And you know what? I kind of like it. My toes are oddly curled. And just small things like that. If you can appreciate anything about yourself like that, then let's find those things. Moving on. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I will not worry about things I cannot control. I will not worry about things I cannot control. I will be kind to myself and to others today. I will be kind to myself and to others today. I am loved. I am loved. And I am worthy of love and respect. I am worthy of love and respect. I deserve love, compassion, and empathy. I deserve love, compassion, and empathy. I will take time to love and care for myself. I will take time to love and care for myself. I am successful. I am successful. Just a note there as well. I think success. I think the little things need to be counted within what it means to be successful. Because not everyone can live that 9-to-5 job life, healthy lives, and it can really affect our self-esteem because we're comparing ourselves to others. We're thinking about what society thinks of us, and we're feeling like we're not achieving the things we should be achieving. And that can go for healthy body people too, able-bodied people. Let's celebrate our small achievements, successes. Let's be proud of ourselves for those. And if you can't be proud of yourself today, then know that I'm proud of you. Okay. My thoughts become my reality. My thoughts become my reality. Hear that word, pigeon? Of course, that one's only true to a degree, but I think that degree matters. I am full of potential. I am full of potential. I am more than my negative thoughts. I am more than my negative thoughts. I can change my life and my situation. I can change my life and my situation. I welcome happiness into my life. I welcome happiness into my life. All I need is within me. All I need is within me. I am more than enough. I am more than enough. In this moment, I let go of my worries and my stress. In this moment, I let go of my worries and my stress. I appreciate all that I have and all that I am. I appreciate all that I have and all that I am. I am ambitious. I am ambitious. That word sounds so funny to say. Ambitious. Sorry if I interrupted you there. I have the courage to say no. I have the courage to say no. I am not afraid to be wrong. I am not afraid to be wrong. I choose hope over fear. I choose hope over fear. I choose hope every day. Oh, that's not one of the affirmations. That's just me saying. I read that once. I choose hope. I can't remember who said it. I was like, I need to do that every day of my life. Choose hope. I will not take other people's negativity personally. I will not take other people's negativity personally. I believe in me. I believe in me. I am allowed to say no to others and yes to myself. I am allowed to say no to others and yes to myself. I acknowledge, welcome, and boldly accept praise. I acknowledge, welcome, and boldly accept praise. I am a good person who deserves good things. I am a good person who deserves good things. I am not my mistakes. I am not my mistakes. I accept myself unconditionally. I accept myself unconditionally. I matter. I matter. And you do. You do matter. Thank you for doing this with me, or at least for listening. Take care of yourselves and have a nice day.